It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hey, Tom, stop telling me we got to go, okay?
Uh-oh.
I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
Uh-oh.
I don't need to put up with your crap, you fat F. I don't need to put up with anything from you or anybody else. You fat mother F.
You're so important to this.
Bye.
This team's just not that good.
It was the owner. It was the owner. It was the owner.
The emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Well, it's 7:58 on the ticket. It's time for the emergency brake of the week. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates, and you get to vote on them here at 888-787-1310. Back again, playing in the game known as the emergency brake of the week, is one Mike Reiner from the Hardline. Now, this isn't something he said. Somehow his iPad misfired, and that one is on him. Reins plays the return music on the Hardline from his iPad. See, there's one guy still using an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Reins does. But we have a little misfire here that causes quite a stop down.
There is a Dallas woman out there. She's very foxy. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Maybe you do. It's Shalom, and then that's her last name.
I'm sorry, what just happened? I'm more interested why somebody felt the need to rip off some fabulous T-Birds for no reason.
Yeah, how did that happen? Is it on your iPad right now?
Yeah, it is.
Why'd you pull up the music?
I didn't. I didn't. It was up from... You know, return music.
So Mino hit it.
No, it just started playing.
Oh, you must have leaned over and pressed the bar.
I don't think I touched
you
it.
You pressed
Michael?
The bar.
I don't think I touched it, at least not intentionally.
Hey!
Sorry about that if I did.
It's funny that it's Wrap It Up that's playing, too. Just in the middle of a segment.
Let me ask you, is Reins using an iPad or misusing an iPad?
Yeah, that's a fair question.
he's manhandling an iPad.
Well, I set it off again.
It is funny the way it sounded like it was intentional, like it was a big punctuator to Corby's line.
Yeah.
Play the first part of it again. Listen to it as
there is a Dallas woman out there. She's very foxy. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Maybe you do. It's Shalom, and then that's her last name.
I'm sorry, what just happened?
And listen for Dipty Doo Danny.
There is a Dallas woman out there. She's very foxy. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Maybe you do. It's Shalom, and then that's her last name.
I'm sorry, what just happened? I'm more interested why somebody felt the need to rip off some fabulous T-Birds for no reason.
How'd that happen?
Fabulous T-Birds.
Is it on your iPad right now?
Yeah, it is.
Why'd you pull up the music?
I didn't. It was up from
who am I?
Return music. Right.
So Mino hit it.
Right, so there I can't listen to a second of Tony's voice. What?
He's right behind you.
I meant it as a compliment. I meant it as a compliment.
Man. You're welcome, Tony. I'll stand up for you.
You're welcome, too, Tony, for the compliment that I gave you.
She just ripped him. All right. That is candidate number one, Mike Reiner. Candidate number two is TC. He's back making weird noises.
Bald 41-year-old man buying a suit, which is a pretty standard business transaction. And right at the end, I'd say, hang on a minute. I got to call my mom.
Just promise you'll roll on it when you do.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Steer into it.
And what if they...
Everything okay?
Mayonnaise throat.
Someone's drowning.
It would if you just let me make my point. What if they don't accept that form of payment?
All right, let's hear that.
That's a great line. Mayonnaise throat.
Let's hear that TC noise isolated.
Babe.
Golly.
Gross. Babe.
So you put that now with the TC noises of the 80-year-old past.
80-year-old TC.
And this is what you get.
Pergunt force.
Breakfast.
Guns.
Babe.
80-year-old TC.
Like he's making it that long.
Well, there is TC as candidate number two. Candidate number three, the Hall of Famer himself, Norm. Now, some people think that he's forcing these, and some people think that it's starting to make Donovan a little tense.
Are you playing this one?
Well, yeah, we thought this was the most tense, and let's just...
This should only be played one more time, and that is in a private meeting with Norm saying, look, dude, you're not getting it.
All right, let's give it a listen as they were doing Norm's Clubhouse this week.
What creature of the sea would most accurately be associated with Norm and with the great Donovan? Which sea creatures do you think you dudes are?
I don't know. An oyster, maybe?
Oyster. Starfish? Something that just sits at the bottom and can't swim.
It does nothing.
And you'd be the one with the black pearl. The very unusual black pearl.
I mean, I don't know what to do. I don't.
No, they're very unusual. They're very valuable.
Okay, you tried to clean it up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That is so tense.
Norm's from a different time.
That is no explanation.
That's pre-Civil War Norm.
Gosh.
See, it used to be he would say things like that, and I really don't think he was thinking about it, but now I think he's trying to make Donovan tense. And then, yeah.
So you think he's doing it aggressively?
Not aggressively. I don't think he would. No, I think he's just... he thinks that Donovan thinks it's funny, but that may be a miscalculation.
Maybe a miscalculation. I think it's just...
You could hear in Donovan's voice, it's like,
yeah,
okay,
I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, this is the last one, and I give up. It's not funny. I'm not going to laugh. I don't know what to do.
Right.
I don't know what you mean by that. Let's hear it one more time.
What creature of the sea would most accurately be associated with Norm and with the great Donovan? Which sea creatures do you think you dudes are?
I don't know. An oyster, maybe?
Oyster. Starfish? Something that just sits at the bottom and can't swim.
It does nothing.
And you'd be the one with the black pearl. The very unusual black pearl.
I mean, I don't know what to do. I don't.
No, they're very unusual. They're very valuable.
Okay, you tried to clean it up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just like you do.
What a cheap recovery. No, it's a compliment.
It's very valuable.
Because they're very valuable. Really, and thank goodness there aren't so many of them, that they're rare.
Sure. All right, so those are your three candidates. Rhines, TC, or Norm. 888-787-1310. It's Good Friday. Let's all be on our best behavior and vote responsibly.
Careful
please.
Voting for Norm here.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, am I speaking with the one true muser?
I'm right here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm right here.
Me. Go ahead. Sorry, these guys are talking
over
me. But...
Vaginal slice, born.
There you go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning to you, musers.
Hey.
Jub, do you believe in the Mean Green?
Yeah, one game away from a title.
I know. Are you going to be at the Super Pit to see UNT win the championship tonight?
Sir.
What?
We like to call him North Texas. Just vote. Oh, I guess he's gone. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
As I was mentioning, vaginal slice, born.
Don't do that. Don't do that for him. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Here's a question for you. What sea creature would Barry Bunch be?
Nobody remembers Barry Bunch.
What? Let it go.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No.
Hey, ticket caller. You're on the air. Who wins the e-break?
The Force is with TC.
Yes, thanks for that call back. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Die.
Come on. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I like Sam Dowell to finally break the Mexican of the Week curse. I want Trayvon Boykin for Puto of the Week and Mayonnaise Voice Fleming for the e-break.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, good morning, boys. Hey, Gordo.
Yes, sir.
When do we get to hear you covering the horrors of yesteryear when you were in Studio B? And give me Mike Hee-Haw and Reiner for the win.
Horrors of yesteryear.
Yeah, we'll decipher
covering
that one.
Studio B. I don't understand any of that, I don't think.
I don't either. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Little Sweet, vote on the e-break. Little Sweet, what's with... No!
That is the worst Little Sweet I've ever heard.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Am I on? I am right here, you.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, Neeson, I want to vote for Mike Reiner, just so you know. Happy Easter. He is risen. Love you.
Hey, he's risen. Oh, what a nice touch.
All right, I'm sorry I told you to die.
Come on. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Reginald Sykes Bornborn.
Oh, my gosh. Not on Easter weekend.
So unproductive.
Come on. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, he got the hat trick, by the way.
What's up?
I'd like to vote for Throatzilla.
TC, okay, thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, let's go with Norm, I say, Hitzkus.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Let's just say that I would imagine that those are the terms that it is being fought in by just about everybody.
Just about everybody. Thanks for the rights vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, double right foot, double left hand here. How you doing, boys?
Oh, it's an old 13,000-year-old footprint guy, I think.
Gosh. Walking along up here off the coast of Nantucket looking at my black pearls. You sure do look so cute, Giorgio.
Sounds like George Herbert Walker Bush.
It's not a bad voice. I kind of like that guy. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Wow.
Wow.
Golly. Dang.
Man.
Jeez. Dang.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Easter weekend.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'd like to... Hi, how you doing?
Good, just
I'd
vote.
Like to vote for... I'd like to vote for... Pirates of the Caribbean, Norm.
Okay. Oh, okay, for the Black Pearl. Okay. Yeah. All right, we got a 4-4 tie between TC and Norm. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Vaginal Sykes Bornborn.
Jesus!
Wow! A four-peat.
No one hits four homers.
Just shut the show down. This is it. It's been a good career.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, my pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all that pig's food. Right. And then he'd go to the next pen and eat all that pig's food. And the next pen and eat all that pig's food.
Who you vote
and
for?
Then he'd make his way back to when it was my time to feed him. And I would feed him and he would eat that. And that's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show.
What's that now?
Oh, no. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Hello.
Yes, I want to vote for Norm.
Finally, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
And the Mandela Effect.
Guy.
What creature of the sea would most accurately be associated with Norm and with the great Donovan? Which sea creatures do you think you dudes are?
I don't know. An oyster, maybe?
Oyster?
Starfish? Something just sits at the bottom and can't swim.
It does nothing.
And you'd be the one with the black pearl. The very unusual black pearl.
I mean, I don't know what to do. I don't.
No, they're very unusual. They're very valuable.
Okay, you tried to clean it up.
Okay.
go ahead, Mike.
How many wins is that for Norm?
94 wins for Norman Plantation Hitzkus.
Boy, we're getting so close to 100 there for Norm.
We're going to have him into the studio and make a big deal.
Yeah, it's
gonna
be
the
big.
Only 100 do we Norm have to.
Hey.
No, it's a compliment.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay,
very,
gotcha,
it's very
gotcha.
Rare.
That's very rare. Yeah, right.
I just took it that because it's the start of baseball, he's not going to make it to 100 RBIs.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I gotcha.